We've got the Cardinals, we've got the Pirates, and we've got Matt Bowman having some fun with the T-Rex. Let's take it to the top of the fourth. Jameson Taillon facing Jed Jerko.
Jerko lines a single to left field. That scores Pham, 1-0 Cardinals.
Well, they made the mistake, and he made him pay, didn't he?
48 runs batted in for Jerko.
And he swings and lines it into left field for a base hit, and the runner's going to go to third. Center fielder can't come up with it. Now the runner's going to score. And the Cardinals take advantage as the runner scores all the way from first base.
Here's a 1-2. Carpenter up the middle. Base hit. Here comes Lance Lynn. He'll score, and it's 3-0 Cardinals. Here's Tommy Pham. He's 2-for-2. That's ripped, and it's fair inside the third baseline. Carpenter will score. It's 4-0. He's 3-for-3 with two doubles.
From the stretch. The 0-2 pitch, a swing and a high fly ball, short left field. Here comes Tommy Pham, and he calls off the shortstop DeYoung, and the Pirates strand the bases full.
The Cardinals win this one 4-0. Lance Lynn gets the win, improving to 8-6. His final line, 6 1/3, no runs on 8 hits with 3 strikeouts. Jameson Taillon, 4 runs on 8 hits through 5 innings. He drops to 5-3. Mike Matheny and the Cardinals blank the Pirates on Saturday as they win 4-0. Here's Matheny on the victory.
Yeah, I thought he was great. He was using a great mix of the sinker and then the four-seamer as well, where you could tell, you know, when they were taking swings at the sinker, had trouble putting good wood on it. And then he had them thinking about it and gave the whole inside of the part of the plate with the four-seamer, with them thinking it was going to be running off the plate, but he used the cutter, used the slider, even a couple curveballs and change. But he pounded the zone with the hard pitches and kept the movement pretty inconsistent. But, you know, that was a big inning there with two outs for Lance and then Carp and then Tommy all to come through. All with two outs in that particular situation. But no question, the best swing we've ever seen from him. So I guess he's onto something with his angles. And, you know, I don't have a great explanation except for what he tells us is how he's seeing the ball. I mean, I continued to say that. You know, it was obvious in spring training that it wasn't the same guy that we'd seen for parts of the season last year, and there was some inconsistency there. And just wondering what it was that would help him get to that point. And whatever he's found, it's real, because he's covering all kinds of pitches. Like, as you say, he's using the whole field, and he's dangerous to all fields. And an exciting player to watch right now.
Lance Lynn gets the win and improves to 8-6. His final line, 6 1/3, no runs on 8 hits with 3 strikeouts. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I had good command most of the night, really. Yanked a few breaking balls that I, you know, would have liked back and made better pitches with them, but I was able to get some outs with the breaking ball too. Got outs with every pitch, so when you're moving ball in and out, changing speeds, you know, good things can happen.
You turned a key double play, took the defense into your own hand there, it looked like.
Yeah. Ball went my glove, I turned, threw it, they turned too. There we go.
Did you get to pick what infielder you threw it to?
They were both there. I just threw it towards the back. I don't really care who catches it and throws it to first, as long as it gets caught and thrown to first.
We also saw the fruits of your switch to the left side, and then I know you said it's about the metrics and the launch angle.
Yeah, that was my best win yet.
Did you get the appropriate launch angle?
For a double in the gap that scored a run, yes,
they took
I did.
The RBI away from you.
That's fine. I don't really care about this. As long as the run scored, who cares? As long as the run's on the board, right?
Sunday, it's Carlos Martinez for the Cardinals. He'll face the Pirates' Trevor Williams.